Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Joel.
And boys.
Sean.
Tom.
I've got a question for you.
Go on.
How Good's making the grand final?
But
yes,
it was really only like yesterday that it occurred to me. I'm like, oh, you could lose two grand finals in the space of about 8 weeks. That would be fucked.
You could be 0-3 in the space.
I could be gone forever.
Yeah,
from this world.
I'm sure the moment that Brisbane beat Geelong, listeners of the show were like, good for Sean. I may never hear him on a podcast ever again.
But it's that thing is like, and I felt it going into the prelim, the closer you get, the chasm for heartbreak is massive. Like if you get knocked down the first round, it sucks.
Yeah.
But
it does.
But then you're out of the first round. You don't, stress is gone. You get to the semi.
When it happens for 20 years, though, is this stress doesn't go away. Yeah.
You win the semi and then it's like, this is great. And then a minute it's like, fuck, what if we lose the prelim? Then we're like close in the net.
I think it also depends on how your season has looked. Like,
yes. If you're Melbourne, for example, and you go out in straight sets but still win the McClellan,
you kill yourself. But like Geelong, for instance, losing a prelim, it would have made you want to kill yourself a bit. But if you had to finish top four and lose a prelim, you want to kill yourself a lot.
Yeah. So you finish top two and you lose a prelim? Oof.
Yeah.
Ouch.
You finish top two and everyone says you're the premiership favourites going into the season and you drop out in straight sets, just like you did in the men's comp?
If you, because the grand final this year. Third and fourth, right?
In the men's.
Yeah, in the women's. Yeah,
the women's.
Three and four.
Yeah, that's correct. North were third, Brisbane fourth. Is that right?
Yep.
Brisbane were fourth and were shaky going into the point. People were like, I don't know if they can do it.
Were those people me?
Yes. Yeah. But also, I feel like everyone going into the finals was like Adelaide-Melbourne.
Yep.
Adelaide-Melbourne. And maybe Brisbane or North if they get it together, but it's going to be Adelaide and Melbourne.
Yep. Wrong.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Well, I guess when a grand final's played between two teams, it's hard for four of them to be there.
It is. But also, can I just say, as an aside for the whole weekend of footy, what an incredible set of
very juicy prelims. Everyone's saying it, me included.
That's the best, some of the best footy I've ever seen, both games.
Best prelim weekend ever?
Just about, because even in the men's comp, you always get a blowout. You always get one that's a blowout.
My memory is you tend to get a blowout and one that's really fucking juicy.
Usually, yeah. Like I look at
a lot of juicy finals.
Yeah.
It was also what the
is
first
gap,
week.
Is the gap between teams really closing in, you reckon?
I think for some teams.
Yeah.
I think Geelong getting through to a prelim and pushing Brisbane to the brink and North beating Melbourne and Adelaide and even Geelong beating Melbourne, I think shows that next bracket of teams are going to be – like season nine, they're going to be closer again.
I think it's going to happen over the next couple of years when the stars of the comp are all of a sudden challenged by 19-year-olds who have just come in red hot,
yep.
Which sort of started to happen this year.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see the teams that have had like been really settled, like your Melbournes, like your Adelaides.
Well, now losing players isn't probably going to matter that much because the talent you're going to bring in, the chances are they're going to be just as good, if not better.
Yeah.
This is true.
But also other teams are going to start getting pathways and talent and players in. Like look at Sydney, wins to a semi. Like I think the gap is closing. I think
boys, and you're also going to get teams like Geelong where looked shit for some of the year, then all of a sudden turned it on and then made a prelim out of nowhere. Came from the heavens.
Then you'll get teams.
And then got sent to hell.
Like the Western Bulldogs.
West Coast. I think you're going to have those teams, but I think like there's no reason, and we'll get to this when I guess we'll talk about the Geelong-Brisbane game. There's no reason that Geelong will improve because of the strength of our midfield. Essendon will improve. Gold Coast will improve. Sydney will improve. Like it's, you've then got teams like Richmond and Collingwood and who else just missed?
Richmond, Collingwood, Carlton. Carlton.
Who are going to develop and get better. Port Adelaide are going to start getting it together. And maybe it's a couple of seasons away. St Kilda will start when they fire Nick Del Santo. Hawthorn,
we have not even addressed that.
Oh, yeah, but Goddard retired.
Yeah, but there's a lot of footy treats on the table. Where do you want to begin?
Well, do you want to start with the games?
No, because I've got the All-Australian team open on my phone already.
Let's go All-Australian teams. Let's go W Award.
Let's do it.
Let's Hawthorn, fucking juicy news.
And then let's fucking talk the two games. There's two. They were juicy, but only two.
Yep.
And what if we go the games in reverse order so it ends with your game?
I reckon that's a good idea. Okay. I like that.
Yep. All right, the All-Australian team. I'm just going to read out every player and then we can talk through it.
Okay.
Let's start with the defenders because on the picture I'm looking at, they're at the top.
Defenders are usually at the top.
We've got Charlotte Thomas from the West Coast Eagles.
Whew. Saw a lot of ball.
Can I say she's a very good player? However, I just don't think if your team is getting smashed by about 50 points a week.
Controversial decision, yeah.
I don't think you... Squad, yes. I don't think you can put her in the team.
Thought Nack Ryder had a very good year. Back pocket, not really, but...
Can I say that I think this team's pretty good. But there's one baffling stat that we will get to.
There's a stat that I love about it, but we'll get to that later too. Chelsea Bedell from Adelaide.
Sorry, there's a stat I also love about it. We've got three stats.
Oh, here we go. It's going to be funny if it's the same stat.
Could be. Emma Carney.
Eighth in a row.
Emma O'Driscoll. Two Emmas. Big backline.
Yeah. Great for Carney. Because she's, again, just a surprise. Ridiculously good player.
No relation.
No relation, yeah.
That's the
different spelling.
That's the stat that I was going to bring up. She's been in every team. Surely we're getting closer to the award being the Carney Award at some point. There have been some sort of Carney Award.
The All-Australian captain is called the Carney.
Mm. How many times has she been the captain?
I think a few.
He's completely guessing there.
Yeah, I could see. I could see it on his face.
No, I didn't say a number. I reckon she would have to have been at least
his
three
eyes
times.
Went to heaven.
Yeah.
He had no fucking idea.
Oh, help me, Jesus.
Actually,
Billy Brownless, save me.
I believe him two or three times, I reckon.
Yeah. It's crazy that both the vice captain and the captain in this team, not midfielders.
Billy Brownless, save me.
It took a while to get to you.
It's just like, why?
You know.
But why not?
Got to call on the great man.
Yeah, I do love him.
So then we're going to move to the midfield. Neve Kelly.
Neve Kelly's great because this allowed me at work today to bring in Kados the Weapon and we went through the team and completely rattled his brain.
Yeah.
How Irish words are spelled.
Neve's a belter though because
it's great.
It's like none of those letters except for the N at the start make any of the sounds that you make with your mouth. I love names like that.
It's one of the Irish ones that is the most puzzling.
I think so.
My favorite, do you have a favorite Irish? My favorite is Saoirse.
Saoirse's good. I also love
Saoirse is like you look at it, you're like, best of luck to me to say it.
Yeah.
Easy. Saoirse.
Yeah. Neve, easy to say. Not how you spell. I also love the male name Owen, but it's spelled E-O-I-N.
Oh, like the cricket player?
Yeah. So you look and you go, Owen.
Author of Artemis Fowl.
Correct. Okay, but his name is actually, it's Owen.
Yeah.
Owen Morgan.
Ireland fucking rules.
And there's a lot going on there. Yeah.
Hey, Ireland rules. Orla is a great Ireland name.
Orla, yep.
Ashling, great Ireland name.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's so many Irish players.
There is. I was.
Someone should finally comment on that, I reckon.
Yeah. I feel like the pathway, this is going to sound ridiculous, but there's like, because there's Irish players in the men's comp, but it feels like there are more successful or consistently successful Irish players currently playing in the women's comp.
Every Irish player in the women's comp I can think of is pretty much a fucking gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's O'Dwyer, Niamh Kelly, Niamh Martin, who plays for the Ruse. Mm. I think there's two at the Ruse, actually.
Sarah Rowe Irish?
Sarah Rowe is Irish. Yeah.
I feel like Collingwood.
Maloney at Geelong. Cairns at Geelong as well.
Yeah.
Man.
Okay, so we drift away from the guns and into the Geelong chat.
Into the Geelong players.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Nah, sorry.
You can't be like their guns and then name the most like middle of your list players you could think of.
Didn't one of them just debut?
No, that's Kennedy. I didn't name her.
Okay.
Yep.
He was thinking her, though.
Yeah, he was.
Yep.
Okay.
Kennedy.
Monconti.
Ty Kennelly.
Monconti. Sophie Conway.
Yes.
Two wingers, too. Conway and Kelly, both wingers.
This is her first one. I think she's been in four squads.
Wingers. So really?
That's awesome.
Good on her.
Ali Morfitt, which I was surprised by. I thought her injury would...
Nah, it's too dominant.
Yeah.
Can I clarify? Second season, right?
Technically, I believe she came first. From GWS, but I don't think she played. So I think technically her last year was her first year, but I don't think she played that many games. So was still eligible for Rising Star.
Yeah. Should have won. The injury cost her.
Yeah. If she played one more game, she probably gets up.
Yeah.
Also, she's apparently staying. So there was this whole thing that the Bulldogs were offering her a fuckload of money. Really? And she was going to take it.
Fuck.
And
then she said,
from all reports,
I ain't going.
I heard, I ain't fucking leaving.
Jazz Gardner.
Yep.
Garner, sorry.
That's all right. The W Award people don't know how to say her name either, which is why they don't write her down for it. We'll get to that. Why does she fucking have to? Anyway.
Ebony Marinoff. That's the midfield.
Yep.
Good midfield.
That's a good midfield.
Strong midfield.
Yeah.
Yep. Juicy midfield.
Good backline too. Have to say.
Yep.
Thomas is a weird one, but I don't know who goes out for her. I just don't think you can put a West Coast Eagles player in the AA.
I don't like to torture myself, so I didn't watch a lot of West Coast games. I have to assume the ball lived down there and she probably held her own.
They didn't lose by 200 every week because of Thomas. Oh, again, she's an exceptional player, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's a bit like when the conversation was about, Ali Blackburn should be in the team. She made the squad. Yeah. And it's like, I don't think you can be in the team when your team underperforms. So, you can be great.
Well, you can if you're so dominant, but there are other dominant mids. It's kind of like Gary Ablett won a Brownlow in a year where Gold Coast won, six games or something.
Yeah.
He's built different, though.
Maybe Ali Blackburn is too.
She is.
Then forward line, Chloe Malloy.
Interesting, I think.
I get why she's in it though.
Yep. Her good was very, very good.
She's the reason Sydney, I think, made finals though.
I agree with
leadership.
That. There is a chance too. When I looked at this All Australian team, I was like, I think I'm looking at it from a fantasy score point of view a little bit too much.
Which doesn't help necessarily.
Where there were weeks when some players I was like, okay, you're in the All Australian team. But fantasy is not the best example.
No, especially with defenders and forwards and things.
Oh,
like
not
that.
At all with defenders. No. God, no. Yeah.
Bonnie Toogood, who is also vice captain.
It's her first time in too, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Feels like she should have been in already.
Yeah, but I also think that her season this year was seven steps above her season last year. She was good last year and she was still our captain, but
Yeah, it was off the chain this
year. Yeah, she was like...
She was too good.
She was. I think she was averaging something 20. It was
highest amount of, I think the highest disposals for a forward, I think for her position in the comp.
And she was she kicked one or two goals a game. Well, she kicked a goal every game except round 10.
Yep. Took marks like they were fucking.
Well, she took the most amount of marks in the league, full stop.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Bonnie. Too good.
And then we have the captain, Kate Hoare.
Interesting.
Which I get because she's the leading goal kicker. And again, the thing that is, I guess you've got to factor in, is that the All-Australian is just for the home and away season.
But surely
Oh, she was extraordinary through the home and away.
When you've got Ebony Marinov, Jazz Garner, and Monconti in the midfield, I'm shocked that none of them got the captain.
Well, Kate Hoare is the captain of Melbourne.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it doesn't.
Normally it doesn't count, but it's maybe the All-Australian for the women, they pick actual captains for their captaincy because obviously Bonnie's a captain, so making her vice.
Yeah, maybe. I guess Emma Carney's had it too many times, potentially, according
to
Tom.
Also, what?
I didn't say too many.
When you're in the team for your eighth time, maybe give Carney the captaincy.
But also,
yeah,
what does the captaincy mean realistically?
Yeah.
If it's not.
Well, no, it's an accolade. It's definitely a resume accolade.
Oh, yeah.
All Australian captain.
The captain of the All Australian team. I think it should go to the best leader in the selected team.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. If you've done that, Cade Hall makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, except for the straight set.
What do you think the criteria is?
No, I was just saying, because like, if you're giving it to the best player, then it would just be giving it to
everyone. I don't think it should just go best player.
It should go best leader. Yeah, so I think it's honestly, I think you could toss it up between two good Carney and Hall.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Like Malloy could have even been in the conversation for it, I think, for her leadership on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I look, I'm happy for Cade Hall. She kicked 20 goals in a
very
season.
Very deserving.
Very deserving. She's a gun player.
Yeah.
Dakota Davidson, Danielle Ponta.
Danielle Ponta, I like having her in here, but what's frustrating is they've put her in the forward line and she played most of this year as a midfielder who pushed forward and had a career best year.
They do that all the time.
She finally got recognised by the AA in the year that she was playing in the midfield and they put her in the forward line.
Yeah, but that's just common.
Yeah, but
that's
also, like, think about how many goals she kicked.
Yeah, how many goals did she kick this year?
I don't know.
Tom, she kicked a fuckload. There was, like, she kicked...
Again,
like,
which is psycho because she was playing as a midfielder.
Well, I think she floated up forward. Actually, she was kind of like Adelaide's secret weapon.
She was.
That's why she kicked a bag.
They put her on. They put her on the ball. Then she kicked that fucked goal in Icon Park, where she got the ball out of the middle and just hoofed it.
How many goals did Jones kick for Adelaide?
Really good question.
Because in my mind, I was like, I'm surprised she's not in there. But I wonder.
Was she
if
in
that's
the squad?
Just, can't remember. But I wonder if that's just me being like, because she was nominated and was winning, like, you know, goal of the week.
But that was because of the crowbot.
That was because of the crowbot thing. Yeah. Maybe that's stuck in my mind.
But yeah, did she win Mark of the Year, Sean?
No, no. Hold on to Courtney Hodder, taking Mark of the Century.
Yep.
Honestly, that's such a fucking good mark.
Every time when you watch it, it gets better.
It's good. If you watch Jonathan Brown's reaction to watching it,
yeah,
it's really good. I think he did it on, I just saw a video, it must have been on his podcast that he does with Campbell Brown.
Yeah.
And they were showing him the clip and he was just like, oh, here we go.
Oh, oh! Is she alive? He loved that. He's like, it's me.
Yeah.
I'm back and I'm smaller.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Congrats to it. She's won goal of the year in the past, I think, as well.
Otto, yeah. She had that one where she was nominated
the one where she,
twice.
She sort of kicked it up to herself and then ran. I think it was against Melbourne.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the boundary.
On the boundary. And then that was the year that she then kicked goal of the year twice in the grand final as well.
That's right.
She won goal of the year.
She won goal of the year and then kicked a better one in the grand final.
And then kicked a better one after that.
Yeah. Fuck.
So this year, Ponta was averaging 1.5 goals a game.
That's insane. That's playing more midfield minutes too.
Yeah.
Goal accuracy of 60%.
Oh. That's better than my Fortnite accuracy.
Yeah. Tom.
Significantly better.
Better than all of us, I would say.
I'll hover on about 42%.
Yeah, that's good, mate.
37-42.
Yeah, I guess we'll just fly through the interchange. Charlie Rowbottom.
Yep.
Eden Zanka, Ellie Anderson, Ash Riddell, and Laura Gardiner.
So my stat... Out of all the teams in the top eight, Geelong is the only team to not have a single player in the AA.
And my stat is, it's funny Geelong have no player in
I was talking to a friend of the show, Gemma.
Yep. You love to have little chats about Geelong, don't you?
Well, yeah. I do. No, we're actually just talking about this.
We've got a group chat, mate.
Yeah.
Dogs the boys.
Mm. Sauce. So
because he knows he won't get yelled at for being arrogant about Geelong.
He knows he wants to talk Geelong shit.
I said, oh,
we are the top six players in the league and they're not in the All-Australian team.
I said to her, I want to know, honestly, if I'm being a biased fool.
And did she say, shut up, fuck
should it? Should Nina Morrison have been in the side? Yeah. And she said, I would put Morrison in ahead of Gardner.
Interesting.
And Gardner or?
Gardner.
Yeah, Gardner.
On the interchange. And I think, yeah, that's probably fair.
I'm standing, and I'm glad that
that's very narrow thing though, right?
I think
that's real flip of the coin sort of area.
I think it doesn't help Geelong that our two players that got in were both like inside mids, and I've got no problem with them not making it on that. I just think one of them
they cancelled each other out.
Yeah,
Prasparkas and Morrison
and Amy McDonald.
McDonald didn't even get named in the squad.
Yeah, but she got cancelled out and didn't even make the squad. And then the other two also.
Sean and I were discussing this off mic where
too many good players who just sort of
all peaked at different times.
Bursts at different times of the season.
I think Nina's been quite consistent all year, but
we've had this discussion.
But again,
she was not there for the first couple of weeks.
That's just incorrect. You're using fantasy scores, and that's not how it fucking works.
He could be right for the first time in the
history. I'm talking about impact. Nina Morrison has had a really consistent year playing both on the wing and on ball, and then drifting forward at times to play sort of a.
Okay, so she had a massive game in round one.
Thank you very much.
Big score.
That's not a win based on one game. Fucking relax. That's the whole point.
You did say that she was missing
at the start of the year. I think her first two games are quite juicy.
I think round one's a pretty big factor of part of start of
you know what? I reckon the first two rounds are a pretty big factor. And Sean, I think she went big in round two.
Yeah, she went big in round two.
We got him!
Okay, so in the first four rounds, she's gone big.
Yeah, thank you.
Four rounds? Yeah. Joel, you've absolutely fucked
five rounds.
Tom, well done.
Thanks, mate.
I won't say sorry.
I think she had one quiet game in a week where we didn't play amazing, but she had a lot of like clearances and tackles.
She was.
Yeah. Joel, you got anything you want to say to Tom?
Sorry, I was focusing on the Essendon Geelong game where she was missing in action.
When was that though? Round
six.
Okay. You got anything you want to say to Tom?
Not yet.
Well, I mean, we've already used facts to establish.
Okay, so she had a.
I just would have. She had a
decent game in round seven. Not amazing. Not all Australian good. First five games, yeah, maybe.
That's half a season. And crucially, that's the first part of the year.
Okay. Yeah. Round eight, no good. So she's had two shit games out of 10.
Yep.
So far, but I'm only up to round nine. Another shit game. All of a sudden.
By what metric, though, are you saying a shit game?
Lack of disposals, like
yeah, not- but it's you've got to. So Geelong's midfield, they rotate the role around.
Nina's a bit of
around.
An impact player too, I've got to say.
But it's also like so. Look at that game in round nine. Okay, so where you
shit
say
game
she had a shit
where
game.
She's having low disposals and they're all handballs.
Yeah, but so have a look at
are they goal assists?
What I want you to do, Joel, is have a look at her stats compared to McDonald and Prasparkas in those games. Because sometimes Nina would play a lockdown defensive role on another midfielder so the other two could
selfless.
Get off the chain. Yes.
We don't have time for this deep dive.
We don't.
Into this thing that you're clearly
just
wrong
all
about.
You need to know is I think Nina should have been in the side.
Yep. And Joel, did you have anything you wanted to say to Tom?
No. Fuck. Okay, so she ends up with 7 out of 10 good games.
Oh, wow. A very consistent.
Probably an All-Australian year, Sean.
In the frame, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Considering Robottom probably had 7 out of 10 because she was injured for the last three.
In the frame for that last bench spot.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably in the frame for the last bench spot.
Yeah.
But I think justifiably didn't make it.
Yeah. But we could say.
I think stiff is what I would say.
Wasn't missing at the start of the year. Was very much
We can say that.
Yeah. So we could also probably say sorry, Tom.
We could probably say flew under the radar, but clearly not just by me, but by the
that's
all Australian.
Right. Sean. I know I'm right, and that's sorry enough. I accept your apology.
Joel, this is a real big blow to you, mate.
I stand by it. 30% of the season did nothing. 30%.
By what metric do you say nothing is what I will say.
Well, you lost one of those games.
She's a future captain.
Well, I'm rattled. That's why I never meet your heroes.
Yeah.
Because they'll sit next to you and let you down.
Do you want to stay rattled and speaking of being let down? Let's talk about the best and fairest.
Sure.
Monconti, very deserving winner, can I just say?
She's a gun.
She's a gun. Exceptional
player. She's only 23.
She's only 23.
Yeah.
I will just say this.
Fuck, I'm old.
Can I say something that'll make you feel even older? Nina Morrison.
Yeah.
She was the captain or vice captain of the 22 under 22 squad because she's still eligible for that squad.
That doesn't shock me. I know that Nina Morrison's young. I didn't realize Monconti was so young.
Monconti and Nina came in a year apart.
That's wild psycho. To me because in my head, Monconti's young and Nina Morrison is way older.
It's because Morrison's had the two ACLs, so people go, oh, she's had...
I think she's just got an older haircut. I think she physically just looks
cool
older.
Cool big hair.
I think she just legitimately looks older.
There was a great tweet from, I want to say, George, either during the Melbourne game or the Brisbane game, about Nina Morrison, repurposing a quote from Mean Girls with... That's why her hair's so big. It's full of footy.
Yeah.
And I love that a lot. So, George, thank you for providing us with some gems.
I'm honestly shocked you didn't just steal that.
Yeah.
I'm learning from my mistakes. I'm growing as a person.
So
it's fucked up is what it is. Anyway.
Monconti got 23 out of a possible 30 votes, which is fucked.
Yep. Equal second.
Did you got any teammates on that fucking Richmond team?
No.
Apparently not.
No.
There's your problem.
Yeah. A lot of injuries.
Yeah.
And she's a gun. Like, don't full credit to her.
She's awesome.
I don't want what I'm about to say next. I don't want to overshadow that. I think Mon is a very deserving winner. But I will just say this: what the fuck does Jazz Garner have to do to get fucking votes?
Kill someone, I reckon.
I had a look. Every game this year, she is either the best player in the on the ground or the second best player.
By what metric, Tom?
By any metric.
Because I think Ash Riddell probably distracted from the umpires, and so did would have. And North are a team of superstars.
Garner is so much like Garner is just like Riddell is a very good player. Do not get me wrong.
But if any of them do anything flashy.
But the thing is, Garner's consistently this good every year, and every year she doesn't poll well.
I've got to back him there because if there's one thing Tom's right about, it's consistency.
That is true. We've learnt that.
Yeah.
So also, I'm not the only one saying it. That's what's so funny.
It's so wild not being on Team Joel.
How does it feel on the other side? It feels good over here still.
Yeah.
It feels good to have a friend this week.
No, but I guess like if Jazz Gardner was on any other team, she would have scored 30 votes.
Yeah, I just think like she won the coaches' votes
by a landslide.
By a landslide.
Yep.
But it's like the Brownlow again. Like,
yeah.
What did she score?
What did she score? 13?
Yeah, 14. So she came like 5th or 6th.
I think it was 13. I think she was on 10 going into the final round, which just seems so fucked.
It is.
Yeah.
Like her first 5 weeks, I looked at the first 5 weeks of the season.
I thought she'd be on 10 in round 4.
I thought she'd be. So out of the first 3 games, she was on 5 out of a possible 9, right? And I think Mon was on 7.
I remember after the first 3, I think we probably all were like,
9-9-9.
She's going to win.
Yeah.
This is the year.
She got a 3 either in round 1 or 2 and a 2 vote and then no votes in another game.
Yep.
There was a game against Port Adelaide where she got 2 votes and her stats are fucking insane. And the player that got 3 votes was just like real Lachie Neale getting 3 votes when like Hugh McCluggage had 40 touches or something.
Use Jason Horne-Francis, please.
Sorry, Jason Horne-Francis getting votes when someone else.
I forgot Lachie Neale won the Brown.
Yeah. I think Lachie did too.
What the fuck?
Mon's a deserving winner, but I think Jazz Garner, how she's not in the top 3 is baffling.
Yeah,
well, she never gets near it either. Like she's not.
Ash Riddell came second, which so that's the problem I'm talking about. So she
flashier player.
I don't think
Garner
she is though.
Needs to do the Ackermanis and dye her hair.
Yeah,
Sean, because Garner is one of the like a big tall midfielder.
Just a gun. Goes forward, marks it.
Can I tell you a stat about Jazz Garner?
Unstoppable.
Gemma put up a stat that was the leading goal kickers in the AFLW. Jazz Garner is equal 4th. She's never played as a forward. She plays as a...
Of all time.
Of all time.
It's fucked up.
She's equal 4th and she's an inside mid. That is the equivalent of Bontempelli being like equal 4th for goal kicking since he debuted.
Yeah, it is fucked up, Tom. And if I switch my Brisbane cap off for one moment, the very best thing she could do is just go out and get best on ground in the grand final.
Mm. Hey, she could do that in a loss.
And, you know, tell the umpires to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, it's just baffling. Anyway, that's all I'll say on that. I'm happy that AMAC did well.
I don't want to have a crack at umpires.
Yep.
Even though they're fuckwits.
Yep.
But, like, there was all Australian umpires.
Yep. Mm.
What are we doing?
Where'd they pick them from, Sean?
What are we doing?
I don't think they're umpiring either of the finals.
What
over the
are we doing? That's like if you have the Academy Awards and they have an award and they bring up like fucking some cunt who works at Hoyts or something and says, you're the fucking cinema of the year. Come up and get your award.
Sean, here's the thing. I actually love that.
I would have been eligible for that. That's huge. I could have been at the Oscars.
I brought it up like it was ridiculous, but I actually really like it too.
Yeah.
I'd love that to happen.
Palace
put it this way, after an ICC one day World Cup, they don't pick umpires of the team, the tournament.
Why would they?
No, it's just Paul Rifle.
Billy Bowden.
All right.
Is he still going?
No.
I mean,
did he die?
No. He's going in real life, but he's not going in cricket.
He's just sitting at home.
I think he's doing like... Some like because he's a Kiwi, so he's in New Zealand, and I think he's still umpires, but not at like a bit like how Dennis Cometti occasionally pops up on the radio in Perth sometimes these days.
Sure,
or how Bruce gets rolled out for the Olympics only.
Yeah, he
nobody does it better
than Billy Bowden.
No, Bruce.
Bruce and Cometti were out for lunch this week with a cunt who I'm just refusing to name.
Good,
who? That fuckwit from Perth.
Big-nosed fuckhead. Turbo
forgot
cunt.
That he existed.
Yeah, he's the mayor of Perth and he's a huge fuck.
Did he lose all his footy work this year?
No, I don't think he did.
Was he still doing footy?
He doesn't I don't think he doesn't
commentate. I don't remember seeing him for the whole year.
He was doing shit in Optus Stadium, but maybe not like...
Over there.
Yeah, he wasn't commentating.
No, I think he was just like there and they're interviewing him for stuff because he's the mayor of Perth and he hates homeless people and the gays. So he sucks shit.
That's what I meant by did he lose his... Like, you know, he's not commentating footy games on Channel 7.
No, he's not.
No. Yeah. Gives the hurt.
Back on Team Joel, you're a fucking idiot.
He was just excited to talk about it, so he disregarded your question entirely and then just gave an answer that he liked.
Back, baby.
What a fuck.
Yeah, that's good.
Are we talking games?
Yeah, we're going to talk the second game first so we can have a big finish to
Speaking
talk about
of
your
Jazz
game.
Garner.
Let's cook.
Well, let's cook. North Melbourne did.
Yeah.
What was for dinner?
Whoa!
Would you say it's Crover?
Oh, yes!
Fuck you, Adelaide.
Heartbreaking loss.
There was a moment in this game where the commentators were like, hey, look at the bench, Adelaide, they're just so relaxed because they know they can win this. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't want them to win now. They know they can win this. Yeah, well, if you knew you could win it, why did you lose?
I messaged our frequent listener and friend of the show, Ryan, who is a North Melbourne supporter. And I was like, you're okay. Who was at the game by himself, enjoyed a lovely hot dog. But yeah.
Solo footy, that's fucking powerful.
Love a hot dog at the footy.
Yeah. The Icon Park hot dog looks pretty good. Anyway, he messaged me.
Maybe we'll get one this weekend, Joe.
Maybe. See you with the grand final, listeners. Yep. So yeah, he messaged me pretty consistently throughout the day, but like got quiet when it was stressful and then was like, I'm so fucking stressed right now. And then I was like, look, North kicked like three or four behinds in a row in the last quarter.
Tully Randall kicked three or four. Tully Randall had so many chances to ice that game.
TC. Oh, TC. Just,
it was.
I love her, but come, I didn't realize she was at Brisbane.
Early days.
Yeah, as a defender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Played in the Bulldogs grand final.
So yeah, Talia Randall kicked two behinds in a row. Yeah.
Yep.
She kicked two straight, so two goals, nothing. And then
the marks she took as well were like,
oh, it was like a match winning mark.
Yeah. You were
like,
both marks. Match winning marks.
Cometh the moment, cometh the
speaking of match winning marks, almost.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. I was like, as long as Adelaide don't kick a goal in the next like minute or two, you should be okay. And then they immediately did, and I was like, you can kill yourself now. Yeah. I'd understand.
Or Sean likes to say, you're in kill yourself territory now. Yeah. Anne Hatchard taking that mark and then playing on immediately in the most crowded goal square of all time when there's still like 3 minutes to play.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like it was 30 seconds. There was time.
It was chaos behavior.
Yeah.
But I get the idea. Just like I've got to do it. I've got to get it out of here.
Chaotic enough that the umpires for a second were trying to figure out if it was a goal.
Yeah,
and if that wasn't a goal, I'd tell you what territory should be in.
Apparently, what the players are arguing is that she hadn't gone back on her like mark.
She played on
from in front of the mark.
This is a big problem, not necessarily for goals, but I often see it in general play.
Yeah,
where a player they go, oh yeah, go on, and it's like no, but you've got to surely step back.
Correct.
Across the mark.
You actually
umpires,
do have
I think,
to step
sometimes
back.
Just are like, oh, yeah, go. And I hate it.
The umpiring this weekend on both games was interesting. There were some decisions in this game that you were like.
That interesting sounded derogatory, Tom.
I think across the whole weekend.
Some comments about a game on this weekend about umpiring.
I think both games. And for all four teams. Obviously, I have a connection to one
in
particular.
What a diplomatic fuckhead.
But I didn't want to come on here and rant about...
Where's your passion, Tom?
What an unbiased cunt.
I didn't want to come on here and rant about umpires because this is how good's footy, not how cook's umpires.
You can say whatever you want about umpires, mate.
I think we can say that the umpiring in the AFL has not kept up to the standard of the playing. Like, I think the girls have improved as players every season. The umpiring has not. And I saw someone say, if you want to keep people watching and getting into growing this game, you need to... yes, that you've got to find a way to develop new umpires through a system, but you've got to have good umpires, paid professional for this league for it to be good.
Yeah.
And I think...
I agree with that.
I think there's a little bit... I find in all women's games across the whole season, holding on without the ball and holding the ball just very often will disappear in this game.
Yeah.
Holding the ball...
It drives
me fucking insane.
Yeah. But they've done it all year.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
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 But it's not a new thing.
No. I think
it's not a new thing that exclusively happened in the final 2 minutes of games.
Yeah.
No. But people talk about it like it was.
Yeah. Maybe we'll hear a bit more about it. But let's stay in this game. I'm very happy for North Melbourne supporters.
Yeah.
For Ryan. Andy Savage, I'm sure, is very fucking happy.
Oh, we got an email about
after
that.
After years of, you know, being belittled by Tom.
Yep.
And they deserved it.
The supporters,
the club were a disgrace.
Almost never deserved.
No, the club. The club deserves some belittling because they made some choices.
A little bit.
And Tom, I'd like to point out before you get on your high horse about this, the comments you made that were insulting to Andy Savage happened before either of the two big things you could be talking about.
Yep, that is 100% correct.
It was before Clarko got the job and Lindsay Thomas, not Lindsay Thomas, fuck it though.
Darren Thomas
he either wasn't playing or hadn't been, like he either hadn't, like it hadn't been made public what had happened yet, or he was currently not playing.
Okay.
Yeah, this is correct.
And instead you were like, I hope we beat you by 400 goals.
Yep. Okay.
It was an arrogant comment.
I would also like to say that I actually separate the men's and the women's team from North Melbourne because one of them, a rabble coached by a fuckhead.
Mm.
Another one, very good.
Yes.
Full of people that I admire.
Yeah, okay.
Like have Carney. A great... Huh?
Like Carney.
Like Carney, like yeah. Garner, Riddell,
yeah.
Randall. Let's name them all.
I just wanted to hear him say, I admire Carney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mate,
I'll cut that out for
Sean,
you.
Sean, yeah. You don't need to do it as an edit. I'll tell you that every day. Sean James Carney, I admire you.
Whoa, big.
Woo.
So, yeah, basically pretty surprising not to see Adelaide in the grand final, but I
awesome not to see them, I think.
Think.
Good for the game.
Yeah,
good I think for the it game. Is. I think yeah. generally good for the game. That
also good for the game. Brisbane's into their fifth one.
No, which
it's healthy. It's
but,
healthy.
But I will say this: it feels like it's okay if it had been one of Brisbane or Adelaide, but not Brisbane and Adelaide again. Like it's nice yeah. there's a new team in there, regardless of whether it had been North or Sydney or Geelong.
Nah,
or
see,
whoever.
I'm still with Adelaide. I'm like, no, you've won three.
Yeah,
shut up.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, have Brisbane just won the one?
Only won one.
One yeah. out of five.
One from four.
Oh, yeah. One from four. The fifth yeah. one is.
Fifth one is today.
Yep. Yeah.
Which is also impressive considering every expansion you get raided.
And the three that they've lost have all been under a goal.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I was there for the Melbourne one. Yeah. Brutal. Anyway.
1 point.
1 point.
Fuck me. What a frantic.
And for the last fucking, the whole last quarter, it felt like lockdown football and it was yeah. like. This is not
the
a
whole,
good idea.
The whole game was real lockdown footy because North are quite a restrictive side. Their, yeah. their defense is off chops. Adelaide's defense is also off chops.
Yep.
They or both teams love a bit of contested footy.
Mm.
It felt like they were patched at this game where North were going to do what they did to Melbourne.
Yep.
And Adelaide just reeled them back so fucking quick.
I think we're in for a low-scoring grand final.
Yeah. I mean, based on the
ultra-defensive.
Yep. Yes.
It's all right. Sometimes the best offense is defense.
Fuck, it's juicy.
Yeah.
I think, and we'll get to this when we talk about the next game, both these games are exciting but for different reasons. Like, yes, the Geelong-Brisbane game was tighter, but it did feel more end-to-end in terms of its tightness. Like, it would go in, come out, go down the other end, come out. Whereas this game felt like it would get to the middle and it would just do this.
Yeah,
like
it's a bit more of a scrum.
Whereas, oh, yeah, yeah.
Whereas our game was very free-flowing.
Yes. And just for the listeners at home, I know not all of you could make it to the studio tonight, but Tom made a gesturing like yep. he was strangling someone when yep. he did that.
Yeah, like Homer doesn't do the bar anymore.
But now he does again.
Wait, really?
Yeah. They walked that back.
When did he stop?
He
never
so,
did.
It's so crazy
here's
to think,
the
like,
fucking thing
when
with
did
the Simpsons?
I last watch The Simpsons?
So Homer,
what season are we up to? I stopped watching The Simpsons roughly around the time Family Guy kicked off.
Family Guy starts in 99. But it depends on when you got into Family Guy.
I got into Family Guy on a year 9 school trip because someone brought it.
A DVD?
A DVD, and we watched it on the bus to Central Australia.
Because Family Guy gets cancelled after the third season, and then it becomes back. A cult.
Actually, I can date this because that Central Australia trip is when Brisbane lost the grand final to Port Adelaide 2004.
Yeah, so that's bleak times. I think that was just after. That was the rise of Family Guy kind of period. Yeah.
So, yeah, Simpsons, fuck, what season are we at?
They're up to 32 or something.
Insanity.
Anyway, to answer the backlash on the internet was stupid because what they'd done is they hadn't put that in the episodes for literal, like, 10 years. Like, I think it had happened, like, once or twice in the last 10 years. But then Homer, like, pointed it out in episode.
That he hasn't
strangled
him.
He's like,
him
we don't do that anymore because okay. it's – and then everyone was like, Simpsons has gone woke. Yeah. I'm going to kill myself.
So they brought it back?
Yeah, and then the writer's like, oh, don't, okay, we won't write it out of the show. But also, like, they hadn't, what I imagine what they're going to do, they'll do it once again.
Isn't it in the intro? Does he strangle him in the, like, opening credits?
Oh, yeah, on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that
they would have got rid of that, too.
No, I reckon they would have just kept it. It was just okay. like.
So they, what they stopped was, they didn't write any more scenes where Homer does it in an episode.
Yeah.
And then there was backlash, and they went, fuck it, choke him.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck that kid. Fuck him to hell. He's a piece of shit.
Fuck that little fucking dog.
Get him, Homer. And now, finally, the first prelim and the juiciest in the eyes of this show.
Yes.
The Brisbane Lions, the mighty Brisbane Lions.
Mm. Haggard's Footy Cup 2.0.
Yeah. Took on Geelong Cats.
Another win.
And Brighton Homes Arena saw...
Michael Voss Oval.
A powerful, pulsating prelim.
Yes.
I really, honestly, I messaged you the next morning and I said, look, after the result, it's flattening. Mm. In the clear light of the morning, I think I said in the message, I'm like, Sean, that's one of the best games of football I've seen. Mm. And congratulations. Well done. I'm very happy for you.
Thanks. Thanks. It's tough.
Yeah.
A lot of respect here. You may not always hear it through the mic.
Yeah, but it's
in
there.
In fact, probably 2 minutes ago, I think I was called a fuckhead. So, it was one of those games where, like, the result, because we got so close, I think, even though you lose to someone, to a friend, and it's like, well, my friend will be happy.
Yeah.
I was still very flat afterwards.
Oh, absolutely.
I was like, fuck. Because when Maloney kicks the goal and you look at the clock and we're in front, I'm thinking, fuck, can we hold on here?
Yeah.
And then even when Campbell kicks the goal, I'm like, there's 5 minutes.
I think Brother Jacob messaged us after the game and said, don't expect to hear from Thomas.
Yeah.
But you did. I messaged you.
That's true. Hmm. After the game?
I did, yeah. You said, commiserations, Tom. And I wrote back and I said, thank you, Sean.
I heroically got things started.
Well done.
I'm just kidding. It's very... a fantastic season, Tom. There were times when I didn't think it was possible.
Well, we just started to click into gear throughout the back half of the year.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to focus on positives because this is called How Good's Footy. I'm not going to get into the weeds about things
that are frustrating. It's too late for us to change the name because I don't think we've lived up to the name for about three years.
That's why I wanted to do this tonight.
How bad's footy, Tom? Go for it.
No.
So what do you think about the last two minutes?
No. How?
Give me the hoops show version of it.
How?
Shout out to a pack of cunts. I don't even know who they are.
Nice boys.
Are they?
Yeah.
Shout out to some nice boys. Nah, I jumped on Twitter the morning after just to see the general reaction. And a lot of biased Geelong commentary, a lot of probably, I want to say, casual people who don't watch a lot of AFLW who are like, couldn't believe some of the decisions in the last 2 minutes. It's like, it's very consistent with everything we've seen for the last few seasons.
Which is the frustration, I think, that the performance, and this is what I was saying before, the players have held up their end of the bargain. Yeah.
You know the Ellie Anderson one that I assume people are like, how come she didn't get done for holding the ball?
Yeah.
How would you fucking know with the camera work?
Yeah, but you can tell.
Can you tell though?
Yeah.
Her back, like we see her back.
Did she get a hand
to it? Even if she didn't, I've seen people stone cold caught holding the ball and they never pay it. So I don't buy into the Geelong people and the non-Geelong people who watch it and go, oh yeah, they got fucking
the robbed.
Did they get robbed? Or should they have never been in that position anyway?
Ooh.
Sure. I think the one that is the most baffling is actually one that you'll find.
I don't think you can argue against that.
No. Here's
people shouldn't blame umpiring decisions.
I'm not. Sean, you're going to want to hear
this. Does my head in? Be better and be in front.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You're going to want to hear this.
The
thing I think that's frustrating for me is that whole last quarter, they didn't pay a single free kick until the last one to Morrison with a second to go.
Is that true? No free kicks?
No free kicks for the whole last quarter.
Is that for real?
Yep. Except for, I think, two out on the full, which don't count.
Yeah, okay.
Like lassos, right?
I actually thought the Morrison one was a really weak free kick.
Was weaker than the Prasparkas one.
She, gold, silver logo coming her way, I would say.
I think the weirdest one for me is, and I want to get your take on this. So there was
sorry, Tom. A lot of people complaining that it should have been a 50-metre penalty at the end as well. Did you see that?
No, I didn't actually see that.
There's a free kick to Morrison, and then the siren goes, and a ball gets kicked into the crowd, and everyone was like, what the fuck? It should have been a 50. Fuck, fuck, fuck. And
then
if you actually watch, it's a Geelong player who boots the ball.
It's Becky Webster.
Yeah.
She's like,
fucking idiots.
They asked her, do you want it back to have a shot? And she was like, nah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to kick it. I think it was like 65.
Could have a shot.
Yeah.
What if?
Why didn't she have a shot?
What if?
Yeah.
I mean, there would be nothing more flattening than lining up and then you're down by
a kick. It goes 20 metres.
You've got to have a crack.
The thing that was crazy in that last quarter is there's a passage of play where at your end, where Orlero Dwyer's got the ball, she evades one.
Got murdered.
Falls over.
Yeah.
And Kate Sermon's running the other way to lay a tackle. And because Orla falls over, Kate gets her high.
Yeah.
The umpire, play on. Now, that is either a high free kick to O'Dwyer or because she takes out Sermon's legs when she falls below the knees.
Fuck yourself with that commentary. But it's fucking idiot.
It's not nothing. So, no. It's a free kick to somebody.
I watched it and went, oh, Orla should have got a free kick.
Yeah. There.
But I also go, the umpire has, I think, judged in the moment. She just tripped.
Yeah,
she
but
fell at the exact wrong moment.
But I've seen players fall at the exact wrong moment and get a free kick because you're not allowed to get them high, regardless of the result.
So
there's that. And the other one, like the other one too, that was the frustrating one for me was the.
No, I'd like to hear what you have to say.
I was going
to
say.
I'll get to you in a sec. I want to finish my train of thought. I'm still on this train of thought. The other frustrating one was the one, Chloe Shear at half forward. Greider just fell into her back and they were like, yeah, play on.
But
again, though, Tom, these are some of them are more 50-50.
Yeah, sure. But I just.
The two you've just mentioned, they're more 50-50.
I think the whole thing's magnified because it's finals. And I think it felt the last quarter of the Geelong-Brisbane game and the last quarter of the North Adelaide game felt like the last quarter of Collingwood GWS where they just stopped.
I think there's a lot of outrage about the umpiring towards Geelong because it was a fairy tale finish out of nowhere and then now the dream's dead.
Yeah. I just think to the Ali Anderson one, if you want to pay it holding the ball and shoot, like I'm actually in favour of stuff like that being given holding the ball, like me straight too. Up, it should. Yeah. But also I think Geelong can't really bemoan that because they kicked 5 goals for the game. Well, who's to say you're still 2 kicks away from goal?
Well, and that's the thing. You know it's, like,
it's not like Blitzarv's being done holding the ball 10 metres out.
Yeah. But that's an immense comp 3 years ago.
Yeah, no, but do you know what I mean? It's not like a situation where someone's been done immediately in front. It's going to be a goal, but still a speculative thing.
Or is it the one
and,
where...
And like I would say to Geelong supporters who are still angry about the umpiring, just be in front.
No, but this is the thing. I didn't want to come in and talk about the umpires because I wanted to talk about the good part of how good's footy, and it was great.
Oh, yeah.
So Lowther was interviewed and didn't address it at all. Like, didn't talk about umpiring.
Fucked if... Like, don't
Crocker did though. The North coach. He's like, we should have goal review because he's like, that Courtney Hodder goal was touched in the first quarter.
And I'm was
like,
it though?
Because again, and I say this.
Be in front?
Well, no, not even that. Better camera work.
Yeah.
Every fucking replay I've watched of the goal, you can't tell.
No, and that's the issue.
It might have been, but it also might not
But because have been. The like, competition
goal review is not really an umpiring criticism.
Though. No, but I think by now we should have the goal review in also, the AFLW.
So is that coach bringing that up in the sense that, oh, look, it was a one-kick result, that thing that happened at the very start of the game? These are all flow-on
I don't know why he brought it up.
This is why I get really angry when people bring up, like, first quarter situations. Yeah. It changes it's a sliding doors moment. Yeah. It changes,
fuck
that cunt. I hope Brisbane kill them on the weekend.
And if you look at the course of the game, it's like those two goals were huge and then Geelong kicked 3 in a row. And all of a sudden, like, it was such a momentum
sliding doors.
Swinging game.
This is why the NBA, when they release, like, the did the umpires get this right, they only do the final 2 minutes of every game.
Correct.
It's like, what's the point of anything before that?
Yeah. I think it felt like the last quarter they just didn't pay anything either way out of fear of...
Finals type?
I think it reminded me of the Collingwood GWS one, but they didn't pay anything in the last 10 minutes of that quarter out of the fear that
the
that would be the dominant
count
thing.
Was 10 to 12, which is very low.
Yep.
Pretty low.
Really low.
Yeah.
For
the amount of tackles, I don't know how many tackles there were in the game. I should
157
something. Yeah,
because that was 157
tackles
for 22.
How many free kicks for holding the ball?
I reckon maybe 4.
See, it fucking does my head in, Tom. Because God, there was some good.
Got to reward the tackle.
I'm thinking Brisbane early, particularly
the heat was on,
and then Geelong lifted and it leveled
also,
out.
Just quickly, I should probably state with the free kick count, it was 10 to Brisbane, 12 to Geelong.
Yeah,
I mean. Free kick counts, again, are another thing that sometimes people get angry about, but it's like...
But they don't actually tell you the story.
They don't
tell
you the story at all.
And also, well, if anything, people should be more angry when they're that similar. Because that's when you're like, hang on a second, umpires.
Well, I'm pretty sure at three-quarter time, the free kick count was like 10-10 or 10-11.
I've long thought that umpires go in at half-time and go, we better square this one up.
Yeah.
Yeah, back to the how good's footy thing.
Yeah.
Can I just read some stats to you that I actually think talk about how great the women's game is,
sure.
Particularly the growth of Geelong? I've got them ready to go.
No, I was going
to
say, while you pull them up, you said how bad's footy is the title before, but I think it's probably closer to fuck you with 7 exclamation marks and then footy.
Footy I love and hate you.
Yes.
So this is from the Geelong Cats women's Instagram post when we lost the elimination final to North last season.
Do you reckon if someone's only heard this and hasn't seen the scores, they'd figure out who's won since?
Oh, we're going to throw it at Sean in a minute.
Brisbane won. By 4 points.
By 4 points. In a
38 to 34.
Cracking game of football.
In a fantastic game. One of the best games I've seen.
That's got to be one of the best I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It was end-to-end. It was... I thought early Brisbane were going to be too good. They were 13 points up. they started really well, and then Geelong, like the pressure was fucked.
Yeah.
It was that pressure that Brisbane.
And we just weren't Brisbane onto it yet.
Early against Adelaide in the first final.
And then we adjusted. Yeah,
Geelong have a great midfield, so it was always had the potential to sort of level out.
Because she's collarbone, it's fine. She can dob him from 45.
Dakota Davidson looked absolutely dead at three-quarter time, and that's when I started to go like, oh, boy. What's going to happen now?
And then they went, Shannon Campbell, back home, son. Shannon go back Campbell, up forward.
So Shannon Campbell kicked the match winner.
Yep. That was a huge mark too, because that's a tough kick.
The best, and I so badly wanted her to slip an F-bomb in there in the post-match interview. She didn't. She's learned from last year. I hope you win the grand final, and they give her the mic and she goes, how fucking good's footy?
Or just goes, fuck. So this is just a nebulous little thing from Geelong's Instagram post last year, lose to North.
Yep.
657 likes on the final score page, and it wasn't our result. 25 comments.
That's good because this year, beat North.
No, I didn't beat North.
Sean,
I'm trying to do something nice.
I'm sorry, Tom.
You're going to feel like a dog.
Nah, I won't though.
So 657 likes, 25 comments.
Yep.
This season, same post, hey, we didn't get that far, 3,000 likes and 123 comments, and that was immediately, like within an hour after the game.
How many comments about umpiring?
I don't know what the stats
but
are.
But jokes aside, I think that's awesome.
That shows you the growth of the game. Absolutely. And I think there were 6,000 people at Springfield. There were 6,000 people at Icon. We had 6,000 at the Geelong-Essendon game was packed.
What's the capacity for Icon this week? Because it's sold out.
It's sold out. I think it's
sold out in 4 hours.
Is it 10 or 12,000?
I thought it was 20.
20?
At Icon?
20 seems too big. I think it's 10 or 12
limit.
Well.
That used to be 20, didn't it, Icon?
Yeah, but I think there's a stand that you can't go in anymore.
I fucking hate that stand. It looks like shit on TV as well.
Or the bit that's
sorry,
the,
no, I'm
the
not
training
talking about the stand.
Facility.
I'm talking about the Carlton building in the forward pocket.
If you're gonna make that the
that
home
better be
of...
Michael Voss's office, because otherwise it's wasted space.
He's a big man. He's a big office. Yeah. But I just think that's just a microcosm of how much the game's grown. And I think the two finals we saw on the weekend, and particularly I think, like, North have always been challenging, but I think watching a prelim between Geelong and Brisbane, who have been, four grand finals, been there since the start, have continued to develop and grow, but they're a pioneer women's footy. They're one of the big dogs, is your three big dogs, and Brisbane are one of them.
Yep.
And for a team that is an expansion team to come through, build, and to push Brisbane to 4 points, I think shows you that the gap it's still there, but it is closing.
Oh, definitely.
And I think there was some awesome stuff on display. Like some of the shit that Orlora Dwyer was doing on that wing and Conway was doing on that wing were fucking... It was a passage of play, Sean, where Conway lays a tackle on like Georgie, on like Chloe Shear or someone in our forward line and the ball spills loose. And then 30 seconds later, she's contesting with Georgie Rankin in your forward line to kick a goal.
I think she's the best runner in the game.
Like, fuck me. That's
is
so
Conway
good.
Conway you're talking about?
Yeah, Conway.
And all is not far behind her as well in terms of the running. Like, the running capacity of both of them is crazy. They work so hard to get back and help the back line as well.
Yeah.
Unbelievable stuff. Isabel Dawes.
Mate, she was unreal.
I love
it. Decided to have maybe her best game of the year in the prelim.
She's had a pretty good year, I think.
She also had...
Her back half of the year has been like Nina's first half of the year.
Not saying she wasn't good, just saying that was this her best?
Her final quarter was enormous.
Yeah,
she's everywhere.
We've had big games recently and she's had like big moments and big quarters where she's really stepped up. And she was great. And I feel like every time I watch her play, one of the commentators will call her an energizer bunny at some point. That's like her version of all as the Irish woman.
Yeah.
I kind of love it.
Yeah, that's good. She just goes and goes and goes and goes and goes.
Speaking of Irish.
Thought Dakota was really good.
Yeah.
Courtney Hodder, like, she'd be close to the best tackler in the comp, wouldn't she?
She laid a tackle. There's a passage of play, Sean, which is my favourite thing I've ever seen, where Courtney Hodder was chasing or contesting for a ball with Aaron Hoare.
Yeah.
And Aaron Hoare is the tallest player in the AFL, and Courtney Hodder is the smallest.
Yeah.
And it's so funny just watching this, like, pebble and an oak tree.
Well, even I think it was on the AFL website today when they were talking about the All-Australian team and they had Morfitt, they had her photo.
Yeah.
And they're mentioning she's in the team. The photo they picked, though, is her being tackled and clearly dispossessed in the photo by Courtney Hodder. It's a great photo.
That's awesome.
For me, it was Dawes, it was Conway, it was O'Dwyer. It was like Dakota was awesome in the three quarters that she was on. Courtney Hodder was great. We're just getting like good efforts from like Charlie Mullins and the forward line's found a way to function with those huge losses that we've talked about throughout the year. And the back line, like Bree Conan, am I right? Was it this game where she got cut open? Or am I thinking of the Adelaide game?
Must have been the Adelaide game.
Okay. I feel like every week her body is on the line. She is such a good captain, and I love that she wears the number 3 for Brisbane.
That's good stuff.
She's a fucking gun. She's a player who I think Brisbane's back line's really quite even. Like, it's you look at the All-Australian team, and a part of me feels a bit sad that you don't see Conan or Grider or Conway. Like,
yeah.
They're all fucking guns, but they're not in the All-Australian team.
Yeah,
well, Conway and I get it because there's other players who are equally as awesome and some of them are better and whatever, but, like, they're so dependable and – it's just I just fucking love the team. Ellie Anderson, sorry, Tom. I watched that game and it's like she's not doing anything explosive or anything, but you look at her numbers at the end and you're like, she's so crucial.
Yeah, she's getting
like 13 tackles.
I know Dawes had 14 tackles. I think Kathy Spark had about 12. Ellie would have had quite a few. I think it was like for her, it was contested possessions.
Yeah.
So I get to the end and like they're interviewing her and her numbers come up and I'm like, it felt like a quieter Ellie Anderson game. But then she's doing all the under stuff, in and under. Brisbane's just, I'm shocked that Conway was actually picked in the All-Australian team. I think she's had an awesome year and she's getting forward and kicking goals and all that. But every year for me, she's such a role player that she doesn't quite have the flashiness or. Yeah.
But they picked wingers.
Probably the elite
nice.
Disposal numbers.
Yeah.
She might have like a 14 touch game from Conway is fucking like.
Yeah.
I feel like it's worth 30 touches. She's one of those players.
Yeah, it's like for me watching this game, and it's a bit like you know your Dawses and your Mullinses and those players who are like the role players stepping up. Like yes, Geelong have got that triple midfield of Morrison, McDonald, and Brisparkis. But I thought the players who lifted and pushed really hard when we needed to were like Rachel Kearns. Who doesn't get a lot of it necessarily, but the amount of times those little flick half-assed Irish kicks under pressure just get over a Brisbane pack and they're out in space, and then someone can run onto it. And the amount of times there was a tackle in the game where she got tackled by Dakota Davidson, bounced out of Dakota Davidson's arms, commando rolled on the ground and then stood back up and still had the ball. And you're like, that's good shit. I think it was a really awesome game of footy. I'm flat we didn't win, but glad my mate is that your team is in. Hey, fuck you, Adelaide.
Fuck Adelaide. I just want a quick shout out to Ali Hampson because I just looked at the numbers and she's like the second worst ranked player on the ground.
Yeah.
And yet I love what she actually brings to the team. Yep. There's like a real physicality and presence. Yep. She's that kind of player that makes you a bit scared. When the ball goes in the forward line and it hits the deck, it's kind of like, fuck, am I about to die?
You hear the footsteps.
yeah. You hear the footsteps big time.
Rachel Kearns is hear the footsteps, but she's in our back line, which makes her even more dangerous. Yeah.
I love, like Brisbane, same every year, really. They lose a few key players and then they just sort of, so many role players in the team. Jade Allinger's been so good this year.
Yep.
Like one of the most improved players, I reckon. And she didn't have her biggest game in the prelim, but like there's just so many players who just, they'll pop up and they'll do their bit and the team just keeps chugging along.
I've heard Dakota might play.
Well, but she's cleared.
She's been cleared of ligament damage.
She's going to train
fully. Because they were worried that it was an ACL.
She's going to train fully on Thursday, and if she gets through, she'll play.
Jesus.
I reckon if she's not going to do any more damage to it, they'll play her.
Yeah.
Why the fuck wouldn't
you? I think you have to.
Just like stand there, mark it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think she played when we played North this season. She got done for a – she got
that
suspended for a week.
Tackle, that's
the
right.
Dangerous tackle, yeah. So she missed the North game,
oh, can
which
I
was a very juicy game.
On a dangerous tackle thing, so Zali Frizzell was laid out with concussion symptoms from – a tackle in the Melbourne game, which was a free kick for a dangerous tackle. Melbourne player didn't get suspended.
Was it too, well, it was delayed. When it's delayed, it's hard because the decision's been made already.
I guess, but apparently she came up with a concussion on like the Monday and the game was on like the Saturday.
But when, I still reckon. When did the MRO do it? Because I think if
but Melbourne
if it's
are out.
It's kind of like that
so
one.
So it doesn't fucking matter.
But wasn't that.
Hold it whenever.
Oh, yeah.
There was the one in the men's, wasn't there, where Bont hit someone in the throat or Bont got hit in the throat.
Was. Yeah, the person didn't get reported, but then they didn't play for like then, 2 weeks.
Yeah. There was something. It was a GWS Bulldogs situation, I think.
Yeah.
Where it was a delayed thing. Wasn't there something dodgy about that, though? Like they deliberately withheld the info so someone wouldn't get suspended, maybe?
Yeah, there was something going on. There's always things going on.
Because the Giants hate the Dogs. I feel like it was a situation where the Giants went to the AFL and said, here's the updated medical report.
Yeah.
And the AFL were like, we don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was something fucked. Something fucked happened.
And Gil went, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He killed our player. We don't care.
There it is.
Well, just quickly, I've gone on to just a follow-up from a comment Tom made what probably feels like 45 minutes ago amongst all the Geelong talk. where he said, I don't know what the Instagram comments are, but it surely is positive. Almost every comment is being like, we were the better team, fuck umpires.
That wasn't the point of what I was making, though.
Your club need to work on that, mate.
It's the engagement, I think.
Yeah.
But you know what I will say?
You know what brings engagement? Anger.
Yeah, that's true. Anger leads to engagement.
How much did you lose the final by last year?
I think 2 or 3 points.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. There is growth.
Good umpire in
it's
that
just,
day, apparently.
It's just an angry growth.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm occasionally angry, so I understand.
Sean.
Yeah.
You're the angriest man I've ever met.
Yeah, I know. Everyone should watch Justified.
Sean, good luck in the grand final on the weekend.
Thank you very much, mate.
And before we wrap up today's episode, we've got a couple of big emails.
Before the emails, there is something we forgot to talk about. I can't even remember the origin of it, but it got a big run between us on the weekend. And
And
that's the chef's hat.
So, new thing, listeners. You're doing something and you're cooking.
Yeah.
You got to put on a chef's hat.
Got to put on the chef's hat, baby.
So.
You got to ratatouille it up.
I mentioned that, I think I've said this on the show.
I remember
all
the
my
origin.
Brisbane merch has gone into a cupboard after the grand final loss.
Yes.
I've got a lot of Brisbane hats.
Yep.
I was talking to the Reed brothers, Joel and Jacob.
Yep.
And.
I said.
What'd you say to me?
So basically you were like, the Brisbane hats come out. And I was like, if you're really cooking, you should go on a second hat.
I saw this photo.
Anyway, so we did not get a photo of Sean with two hats at the end of the game. How good's footy? And then a photo of Sean wearing every Brisbane hat he has. So it was like a stack of like 8 or 9 hats.
The higher the chef hat, the more highly regarded the chef.
That's true, right? The taller it is.
The one in the kitchen with the tallest hat is the most senior chef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yes, chef.
Yes. So, yeah, there's been a lot of talk amongst us because I don't know if listeners are aware, but we play Fortnite a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've never really mentioned it, so I can understand why it's being lost.
No, it's our second favorite F behind footy. Third favorite, friendship, footy, Fortnite.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're talking about when we're absolutely on, just sitting in our lounge rooms wearing a chef's hat because we're cooking in Fortnite.
Yeah,
we gotta get chef hats.
We gotta get chef hats.
I had such a cook the other night. Right? I had like 12 kills.
Yeah,
I was like,
that's a big hat.
That's a big hat.
Came third.
Oh
my god, I got sniped in the head from 200 meters away. Didn't even see the cunt.
Yeah,
you were cooking so much, you were giving off heat.
Yeah,
I had a guy lit up, and I'm like, I'm gonna fucking get this guy.
And then my character just went boom. I've done that. I've been lining someone up through my scope and been licking my lips. I'm like, oh, I'm about to ruin your life. Yeah, dead.
Yeah, I had all orange guns. I was cooking. But yeah,
sorry yet to see that photo of me, Tom. It wasn't for your eyes. I didn't want to anything in. That was for the boys.
I was talking to Jacob, and he's like, "Do you want to see a photo in Sean and his many hats?" And I said, "I think it's time I need to see Sean in his hats again."
Yeah.
So
it means a lot that you're in Brisbane gear right now. This is big.
Mm-hmm.
He's back.
Well, back, but see you later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sean, about to go, but yes. Not because of the result, just to clarify.
No. So Sean, unfortunately, has overseas business to attend to.
Yeah, I'm packing my briefcase
and
heading overseas.
Yeah, you've got to go to one of those like calf doctors that they send to the two. You know, they send them overseas like France
and Belgium.
What do
they do? They put like
calf blood in them.
Yeah.
I did it to Max Rook. He won 2 premierships.
There you go. I'm going to come back.
But yeah,
I think Matt Maguire got it done as well.
You won't be in the
final episode.
Final episode of the season.
No, I won't
be. You also sadly will not be in Melbourne for the grand final that's in Melbourne.
Not going to lie, it breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really does.
First time you can go to it and you're overseas.
I know.
Well, I guess that's all right. Look at it like this. Not the first time you could go to it. Unfortunately, this is just another year where you couldn't go to it.
Yeah.
And we'll be there.
I'm very happy for you guys.
We'll be barracking for you.
I meant to bring some merch for you. I fucking forgot.
Sean,
I figure you probably both have a Brisbane scarf from the grand final.
We do.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. We can wear Ryan Lester badges.
It's got a badge on it.
Thought you were put. Oh, you've still got Ryan Lester.
Yeah. Got Ryan Lester.
Of course, as we know, mine is gone. It's in the shrine of sadness.
And you could have seen that at the How Good's Footy Instagram at How Good's Footy Pod. Last week's episode has that as the photo.
Yep.
Speaking of things you can do, Tom.
Yes. Sean,
you can send us an email at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com. And we got a couple of emails this week because our listeners, their chef's hats were on. They were cooking. So this is from Andy Savage.
Here we go.
Good one to start with. Subject, woo! Then the body of the email just says, grand final, baby! Woo! Love it, Rand. Love Andy Savage.
That's so good.
This one is from Sean, not the one that's in this podcast, a different Sean. Subject, the things we do for footy.
Oh, I think I know this, Sean, and I think I know this story.
Sean opens the email with, I've had the most fucked 36 hours of my life this weekend, but it has been worth it for this team I love. I cancelled Friday night flight to the Gold Coast, an overnight wait in Melbourne Airport, dropping $400 on a 7 a.m. flight to Brisbane, followed by multiple train and bus trips between Brisbane, Gold Coast, and Springfield, with almost no sleep in between all of this just to get me to Michael Voss Oval and watch my beloved Cats play their first ever AFLW prelim.
What happened to the first? Was there a cancelled flight?
Yeah, it was a cancelled flight, and then it just anarchy unfolded.
And then he had to pay more.
Well, no, probably because they said we could get you on one later, but he would have missed the game.
That's fucked. As a man who's about to go to an airport, that is nightmare fuel.
Mm. And despite this heartbreaking results and falling agonizingly short of a grand final dream and my own physical, emotional exhaustion, I would do it all again in a heartbeat for this team. I have never done anything crazy like this for the men's team, so that shows you the power of these amazing women. I'm so bloody proud of everything the Cats have accomplished, and the sky is the limit for them next season and beyond. Yours sincerely and arrogantly, Sean.
Did you write that, Tom? No. Sounds so much like you.
It's good. Sky is the limit.
It is nice.
This is going to sound psycho, Joel, and I don't know. I reckon you'll agree with me.
Uh-huh.
I'm more excited for season 9 of the W as a cohesive product.
Yes.
Then I almost am for the start of the men's season in March.
Why wouldn't you be? You have one good team and one old fucked shit team.
No, I meant as a whole. Yeah. There feels like there's more excitement in the W because we're seeing it grow every year. Mm. All the teams are growing.
I understand that.
Yeah.
We did recently suffer through the very worst outcome possible.
It's true.
And that cast a long shadow.
It's going to be so good when they're 0-23 though, Sean.
He says things that just never come true.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart.
But Sean, they will be when I blow them up.
He makes me sick.
Lock him up.
Now, speaking of things that make us sick.
Yes.
There was one email that slid into our inbox this week.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw it, I was like, cunt. But when I opened it, I was like, funny cunt. Because we have heard back from Analysis Paralysis.
So
to catch anyone up who may have missed it.
This is so funny. I can't believe he got back in touch.
After round 9, he was two tips clear of me. I was in second place in the tipping. He was first. And he said, if you want to win, you're going to have to tip Gold Coast to beat Essendon. I'm going to tip Essendon by 1 point. It's your Sophie's choice. And then we belittled him for about 45 minutes in the episode, told him he was a stupid cunt. Told everyone to tip Gold Coast, and then he finished. So he beat me. He beat me, but I came third and he came second. Yeah. So by that arrogant email, it turned everyone in the comp on, like, being like, we're going to kill this man, and it happened. And Annie won the footy tipping competition.
On you, Annie.
Just an update. The AFL Player Association Awards have just happened.
Yep.
Guess who won Player of the Year?
Garner.
Jazz Garner. Tate Hall won Best Captain, and Ashley Maloney won Best First Year Player.
Huge.
Awesome.
Right? So.
Justice.
She won 2 awards. Should have been 3.
Now, Analysis Paralysis says, lads, and this is a pretty long email.
This is powerful again. I thought he'd just out of there.
I hope this email specifies why they tipped GWS.
Yeah, actually, maybe. I haven't read that far ahead. Lads. First and foremost, congratulations to Annie from coming from the heavens in the AFLW 2023 tipping. It was fucked and awesome and couldn't have happened to a better tipster or person, probably. I don't know you, but only good people win tipping comps, which is why I failed.
Good start.
Struck start.
Also, sorry for not getting in touch before. Have been traveling and not keeping up with the podcasts. Anyway, I'm here to answer, not for my sins, for I have none to answer for. I did not do the cowardly thing and go back on my word. I'm still tipping, sure, but it's a free country, and I like tipping. As far as the How Good's McDonald Tipping Footy League is concerned, I know and freely admit that the race is run, defeat snatched from me from the jaws of victory. I am, as I said, an honorable man, and sometimes an honorable man must admit that he has done fucked up good. So, I am not here to answer for my sins. I'm here to answer for being a dumb cunt.
Is it time to open DC court?
So, yeah, welcome to DC court. So Analysis Paralysis says, in my defense, one, I thought it would be funny to send the initial email. Having had it blow up in my face, I think that defense holds pretty bloody well. Two, tipping's more fun when it's a bit spicy. If I had to be the villain, so be it. Three, well, I am a dumb cunt. But I am a dumb cunt who knew that if my first email was read out on the pod, there was two possible outcomes. Either Essendon would win, and I'd pull further ahead of everyone but Joel, or Gold Coast would win, I'd maintain an overall lead for that match, but have it reduced. But Joel, having also tipped Essendon, would also fall back into the pack. In short, if I was going to go down, I wanted to take Joel with me.
Spite.
Mm.
I respect Spite.
But then, tip JWS.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Brain explosion.
So, they then cite a very old description from when I was good at tipping. Per the competition description of the How Goods McDonald Tip and Footy AFL and AFLW League, the two comps will be separate so you can compete in one or both. Do both, take Joel Dusha down twice in 1 year, you'll be a hero forever.
Can I say, Sean, Joel?
Stand by it.
Yeah.
I put it to the Dumb Cunt Tribunal. Whoa, he called it. That I ultimately have no defense. I am dumb. I'm a Crows fan and therefore probably a cunt. But who, I ask, does not want to be a hero? What can a dumb cunt do against such reckless bait?
Case dismissed.
Oh, this is maybe the best email I've ever had.
So, am I a dumb cunt? I never denied it. Am I a dumb cunt who thinks that somehow it is possible for a person to delete an email from somebody else's email inbox an entire week after it was sent? Tragically, we'll never know, which is more than can be said for some. Fucking hell, lads. Here's hoping for a cracking weekend of prelims. You got your wish, Analysis Paralysis. I'll see you in 2024, unless I've done something really dumb, am dead or something. It's not impossible. And again, massive congratulations to the unreserved and deserved champ, Annie. Cheers, Analysis Paralysis.
Boys, we find the defendant guilty of being a dumb cunt and of winning our hearts.
Yeah, that's good
stuff. That's one of the... That's comeback of the year.
That's
in our
huge, yeah.
That's Kenny Powers stuff.
Yeah. Didn't know a comeback so powerful could have happened.
Mm. Yeah, that's big. Well done, Analysis Paralysis. And if you want to send us an email, Tom, where can you find us?
Howgoodsfooty@gmail.com. You got one more week to do it. Next week will be the last episode. This podcast has been going since February.
We need a break.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Follow us on Instagram at HowGoodsFootyPod. We'll post stuff from the grand final. There's a new photo of with every episode. It's all happening.
We'll post a photo of Sean.
You can message us on there if you want.
Yeah.
We see it.
We do. We delete it.
I think I'll take my coach's jacket to Germany.
Yeah, good idea.
Just in case.
They'll feel it.
Yeah.
And if you want to find us individually, look.
I'm at OrcaTrade.
I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Carney from 55.
And go Lions.
At Scaredy Boys.
At Scaredy Boys.
New episodes every Friday. Somehow, even though I'm out of the country, that show will continue.
Yeah.
Magic. That's the magic of podcasting.
That's maybe the spookiest thing of all.
Yeah. In fact, it's going to be really cool when you get to the year in review episode, which we record at the end of the year, and Sean will be overseas, and that episode will still come out.
That's the magic of technology, baby.
I will say this. If Brisbane win the grand final...
Yep. You're coming home. Yeah!
With a tattoo. Oh! Maybe you'll hear me next week. Maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
Maybe I'll call in.
All right. If they don't win, we'll never hear from him again.
That is true. Yeah.
He'll come home in a box.
I'll never come back.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Buried in Germany.
Yep. I don't know. He'll change his name, disappear.
Whoa!
Yes. One day, Joel and I'll be on a fact-finding mission in Belgium and we'll walk past a man who looks familiar but tells us his name is Simon Carnotso and he is no relation.
I'll be living in fucking Bruges.
And his name will be, it'll be like, is it Michael Voss in Bruges?
Jesus Christ, it's Sean Carney. join us next week. Should be a good finale to the year. And Sean, good luck on the weekend.
Thank you very much, boys. Thanks.
Woo! Go footy, go friendship, go Fortnite.
Hold up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.